This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues battling Hamas militants in the streets as the death toll from the mass incursion is now reported to be above 1,100, with about 700 Israelis and 400 Palestinians. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Security Council confirmed the declaration of war a day after an unprecedented surprise attack by Hamas fighters. In northern Israel, a brief exchange of strikes with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group raised fears of a broader conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country will exact a heavy price from its enemies, while Hamas leaders say they're prepared for a further escalation. A major question now is whether Israel will launch a ground assault into Gaza, a move that in the past has brought intensified casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military on Sunday accused Hamas militants of behaving like the Islamic State group for seeking to hide among civilians and maximum casualties amid an escalating conflict.
The days ahead will be long and difficult. We have paid a heavy price, but we will restore security to the people of Israel.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Brigadier General Daniel Hagari said Israeli intelligence indicates Hamas are hiding among Gazan civilians inside Gazan homes and schools, hospitals, and mosques. An Egyptian policeman shot dead two Israeli tourists in their Egyptian guide Sunday, local media and Israeli authorities said. As the war raged for a second day between Israel and Palestinian militants, Israel's National Security Council later said its citizens should consider not traveling abroad.